Welcome back to the Verizon Mets postgame show. It is time for the highlight show, sponsored by Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula. It works fast and you won't stink. Search for a full line of Blue Emu pain relief products on Amazon today. Game one of a three-game series, Mets and Chicago White Sox. Jonathan Cannon against Tyler McGill was the pitching matchup. Cannon in the first inning allowed a one-out single to Mark Vientos, but nothing else for a scoreless first. Then in the bottom half, McGill walked the leadoff hitter Nicky Lopez. After a ground-out moved Lopez to second, an early runner in scoring position for the White Sox and Andrew Benintendi.
First pitch, Benintendi smacks the ball, deep right center, Winker going back to the wall, reaches out, can't get it, it bounces up against the fence. Lopez rounds third, he's coming home to score, Benintendi to second with an RBI double. 1-0 White Sox in the bottom of the first, and now our attention is turned to the warning track in very deep right center. Jesse Winker getting peeled off the gravel by center fielder Harrison Bader. He's now back on his feet. And Bader, I think, giving the thumbs up.
Yeah, scary moment for Bader out there in right center, for Winker out there in right center field, who went crashing into the wired fence on that double by Andrew Benintendi. He was okay. He'd remain in the game. Three batters in, and the White Sox had a 1-0 lead. McGill limited the White Sox to just one with a ground out and a pop out to end the first inning. In the top of the second, Winker, who we mentioned was just banged up in the prior inning, led off with a base hit up the middle. J.D. Martinez followed with a base hit of his own to put a pair on. Cannon then walked Jeff McNeil to load the bases with nobody out. Alvarez got the first crack at him, and Francisco struck out for the first out of the inning. Harrison Bader next. He had a soft bouncer to third that was originally called a 5-4-3 double play and would have ended the inning and held the Mets off the board despite the fact that they had the bases full and nobody out. But the Mets did challenge the play, and after review, it was determined that Bader was safe at first and the Mets were on the board. Fielder's choice and an RBI for Bader in a 1-1 game. Runners at the corners for Francisco Lindor. He grounded out to end the inning. So after 1.5, we were tied at 1. In the bottom of the second, Corey Lee led off the inning with a base hit to right. And then with the count, no balls and two strikes, Tyler McGill hit Dominic Fletcher with a slider to put two on. McGill came back with a strikeout and a pop out for the first two outs of the inning. First and second with two outs for Nicky Lopez. And a comebacker deflected off McGill for an infield single to load the bases. Luis Robert next. He stung one out to center field, but it was right at Harrison Bader for the final out. On to the third inning with the game tied, Cannon set down the first two Mets of the inning. Then Pete Alonso worked a two-out walk on four pitches, and the Mets had a runner on for Jesse Winker. The 1-0. Swung on, drilled to the gap in right center field. Fletcher's on the run. He's not going to get there, and it goes all the way to the wall. Pete's already to third. Sarby's giving him the wave. Pete's on his way to the plate. The relay is cut off. Winker into second base with an RBI double, and the Mets have a 2-1 lead in the third. So a two-out double for Jesse Winker, his second hit of the night. Mets ahead by a run, and some insurance out at second base. The two-out rally was on for J.D. Martinez. 2-2. Swung on, golfed out to left field pretty deep. And Benintendi going back. He will turn, and it hits off the top of the wall and gone. J.D. Martinez, a two-run shot. His 16th, and the Mets have a 4-1 lead. 4-1 lead on our Smash of the Game, presented by Smashburger, 100% certified Angus beef burgers, fries, shakes, and more. 4-1, Mets ahead, three-run score, all with two outs. The inning came to an end, though, as Jeff McNeil popped out to end the frame. Shutdown inning in the bottom half for Tyler McGill. We were on to the fifth, and Cannon and McGill traded zeros in the fourth and the fifth inning. McGill in the fifth did it by striking out the side. On to the sixth, Cannon's night was done. Tuki Toussaint took over and allowed a walk and a hit, but got Harrison Bader to ground into a 5-4-3 double play for a scoreless inning. Tyler McGill returned for the bottom of the sixth inning, having set down nine in a row. A one-out single by Corey Lee snapped the stretch at 10 and chased McGill from the ballgame. Adam Ottavino took over with a three-run lead. He struck out Corey Lee and Dominic Fletcher to end the inning and close the line. on Tylor Megill. On to the seventh, Toussaint returned, set the Mets down, and Reed Garrett exchanged a zero with him to hold the lead at 4-1. Toussaint just kept on rolling. He returned for his third inning of relief and worked around a pair of base runners on hits by Jesse Winker and Jeff McNeil for a scoreless top of the eighth inning. Mets holding on to a three-run lead onto the bottom half of the eighth. Phil Maton took over, and Luis Robert led off.
Luis Robert Jr. leads off. Righty to righty, Maton's pitch is skied in the air, first baseline. Taylor, freshly into the game, over, foul ground, leaps, and makes the catch, falling into the netting. Tyrone Taylor does what Jeff McNeil did in 2019. Come to Chicago, make a catch, and go flying into the netting. What a play.
Yeah, what a play indeed. Tyrone Taylor went flying into the netting for our save of the game, sponsored by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. Grady Sizemore, the manager of the White Sox, did challenge the play, but the call was confirmed of a catch, and Tyrone Taylor gets a gold star for a sensational grab out in right field. Phil Maton took advantage of that fine catch by Tyrone Taylor. He got Andrew Benintendi to pop out and then struck out Andrew Vaughn. On to the ninth inning. Mets looking for some insurance. Touki Toussaint back to work. Harrison Bader led off the inning. He grounded out to third. Then Francisco Lindor extended his hitting streak to 10 games. He had prior extended his on-base streak to 28 with a walk back in the fourth. He doubled to the gap in right center field. Brandon Nimmo then singled through the hole on the right side. Mike Sarbaugh, the third base coach for the Mets, decided to hold Francisco over at third. That put runners at the corners for Mark Vientos.
1-0. Looped in the air, shallow center. Robert coming on, makes the chest high catch. Lindor tagging from third, heading home. The throw cut off at the mound. Lindor scores standing up. The Mets add on in the ninth. 5-1 New York on the sacrifice fly. A line drive by Vientos.
Sack fly for Mark Vientos and our insurance run of the game, presented by NJM. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. Toussaint was able to hold the Mets there to just a run. Pete Alonso grounded into a fielder's choice to end the top of the ninth inning. So despite the fact that it was no longer a save situation, now a four-run game, Carlos Mendoza decided to use Edwin Diaz for a third consecutive game, and he brought him in for the bottom of the ninth inning. Gavin Sheets led off. He went down on strikes. Diaz then struck out Corey Lee for the second out of the inning. Two outs and one out away from a Game 1 victory. He faced Dominic Fletcher.
First pitch to Fletcher, line to right. Taylor going back on it. He's got it. Makes the catch, and the game is over. The Mets take care of business. Phase 1 in Chicago take the first from the White Sox. 5-1 the final. So the Mets hand the White Sox loss number 105. And the Mets stay right with the Braves, who won today, and they'll remain three games back of that wild card spot.
A much-needed victory here in Game 1 from Chicago for the New York Mets. They took Game 1 from the White Sox 5-1 and improved to 71-64, and more importantly, kept pace with Atlanta, still three games back for that third and final wild card spot.